there's 15 players, maybe 20 players there, any one of them could be captain. But when Paddy asked me at the start of the year, would I be captain? Well, I'm joint captain with Philip Doherty, but you know, it was a great privilege any day to captain the your club team.
Yeah. And would you have done it underage coming up along, or would you just...
I actually captained, I'd say, every underage team in Glendon I was ever on, so this is just the icing on the cake now.
Yeah. So it was a fairly foregone conclusion you were going
eventually.
You were in line for it.
I was vice captain there a few years as well, and you know, but no, privileged to be captain.
And Philip is the joint captain, which
Philip Doherty, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously another experienced player as well. So how does that work? Or did the three talk in the dressing room? Or?
Listen, we both talk. There's more boys than us to talk as well. You know, anybody with a bit of experience talk, young boys talk. It's totally different this year in the dressing room. It's a young team, but everybody seems to, you know, have the same drive about them, which is brilliant.
Paddy Joy came in this year. Obviously, he has a great tradition and a great record with the club, and then he with your Conall Gaeld as well. Obviously, he brings a lot too, does he?
Paddy does. You know, Paddy, he managed all of us at underage. He managed me senior a couple of years ago. And, you know, the thing about him is, even when he finished that term, he hasn't missed a game since that there. So, you know, he knows what we're lacking and all that there when he's coming back in this year. So he's trying to put the wrongs right this year.
Yeah. And, of course, last year you went out of the semi-final stage of the championship. You have been, I suppose, trying to get back to the final ever since, what, 2013?
That was my second year playing senior that year, and I thought, you know, this is normal enough. You know, we lost this year, but we'll be back next year. You know, trying to get back into the final now for 11 years, and look at it took us this long to get back there. It's never easy getting there, like.
Yeah, and many other members of the team that were there back then. Paddy Byrne probably was.
I think there's five or six of us. There's five, maybe six.
Who are they?
You have the brother Ryan. Then you have Declan Maguire, Oisín McGinley, Barry Carr and Kieran McBertie.
Right, so you're the experienced backbone of the team.
There's only one of the team, the whole panel is over the age of 30, so it's a fairly young team. There's an average age of 24 or 25.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously lost to Dunlow last year. You lost a couple of the quarterfinals and semifinals too, didn't you?
We came up short in a lot of semifinals the last few years, and it was starting to become a bit of a habit, but you know, that's probably why we were as happy to get over the line there against Fannett, because there's a bit of a monkey off the back, really.
What have you done this year that has been different to other years?
Listen, everybody, it's a young team, but everybody's a year older. This year, the injuries, we don't have as many injuries as we had other years. That was a big problem those last few years, boys getting injured during championship and just missing the remainder of it. You know, even last year against Dunlow, we lost, I think it was four of our starting defenders during the game, like, so you know, things like that there, when you have small panels, and it does take its toll on you.
Only lost the one game this year against Downings, and you came back out and you haven't been beaten since. So that was a defining moment, was it?
That definitely was. You know, it wasn't just the sake of the earlier boys being hurt after the younger boys, everybody was sore after, you know, and we went out the next day, we had Buncrana, I think it was, and listen, we got it together and
Buncrana were a big team, you know. You've beaten some big teams.
Buncrana are no pushover either, you know, and to get them to get them twice in a row then it's tough, like, you know. And then Fannett, the big physical team too, and they knocked Downings out, and they're tough games, you know, they're no easy game in the Intermediate Championship.
And did you say Dunlow last year, you beat them this year in the league, and we heard Paddy J saying there that was an important win for you too, he felt.
As Paddy says, it was a bit of a monkey off the back after last year. Because, you know, last year we left Glen fully believing that we were going to beat Dunlow in O'Donnell Park. And then, like that there, we just...
You probably were favourites, I think, going into that game.
It could have been favourites, but, you know, like that there, we just were slow starting. And then we started losing boys, and fairness to Dunlow, it was a big wake-up call for us last year with physicality and everything, you know.
You've built on that, and you're more physical this year. You're physically powerful, stronger.
Listen, we've different tactics, new manager, that bit older, that bit sharper, you know, standing to us so far.
A feature of your games, the last couple of games anyway, I've seen you set up very defensively, and it's not that you're going to remain defensively, it's kind of, is it hold it tight for the first 10-20 minutes and then go for it, because you've been putting in massive scores.
I suppose at the start of the game, that's just the way it works out, you know. there does be no wild planning playing defensive any time, like, but and then we always seem to get a good enough return out of it, like 4-11 the last day, you could really say that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it doesn't really sound.
You've got a serious amount of goals. Are you working on goals, getting goals? Or?
Well, goals won games, so we do a bit of work on it, right?
Yeah, more than sure than any other year.
Probably more than any other year, right?
Yeah.
Paddy brought that with him, you know, this year when he came in.
So looking forward to Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm waiting a long time to play. And as I say, I was the youngest in the panel in 2011, and I was an unused sub, so I'm dying to play for in the final for Glenn.
You're hungry for
hungry for success.
And there's about 25, 30. Well, of course, the reserves are in the final.
Oh, there's about 50 boys there. Yeah. You know, mad to win something.
So that's obviously a boost as well, going into the final.
Massive, you know. Any of them, the semi-final, you know, when we got word back into the dressing room that the reserves were after one, and it gives us a lift as well.